USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hundreds of thousands of President Trump supporters converged on Washington, D.C. Saturday to support the president's claim of massive voter fraud. Stop the steal was their message. Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani claims transparency was denied to GOP observers in Pennsylvania. Trump was ahead by 800,000 votes on election night when counting stopped until the next day.
Something like 300,000 ballots were counted without inspection of any kind. I mean, they could be anything. They could be ballots from dead people. They could be ballots the same person 14 times, 100 times. There's no way we would know. And then the envelope that would secure it was thrown away. The ballot was put in. So now we're up to 623,000 ballots that are unlawful ballots that can't be counted.
Democrat leaders and Joe Biden claim the election was the fairest in U.S. history. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I would have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On average, 12 to 13 storms are named every year. 2020 has now seen 30 as Hurricane Iota is barreling toward Nicaragua from the Caribbean as a Category 1 and gaining strength. Arizona Senate President calls for audit of Arizona election results. Senate President Karen Fan is seeking an independent analysis of the testing of Arizona's voting machines. In a letter to Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, the Prescott Republican said she is not claiming that there was fraud, but that the outside review will put the current controversy to rest. The election software system in Michigan that switched 6,000 votes from Trump to Biden is called Dominion. Dominion was rejected by Texas for many years as officials there called it faulty and easily corruptible. Dominion is used in all swing states, including Nevada, Arizona, Minnesota, Michigan, Wisconsin, Georgia, and Pennsylvania. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Taking a look at college football's top 25 is USA Radio News' Dan Naraki.
There was no Clemson hangover for number 2 Notre Dame. They took care of Boston College 45-31. Number 6 Florida beat down Arkansas 63-35. Number 9 Miami scraped by Virginia Tech 25-24. Number 10 Indiana shut out Michigan State 24-0. Number 11 Oregon ran away from Washington State 43-29. In their first game in 3 weeks, number 13 Wisconsin pounded Michigan 49-11. Number 16 Marshall topped Middle Tennessee State 42-14. Tulsa scored 14 points in the fourth quarter to upset number 19 SMU 28-24. Number 20 USC escaped Arizona with a 34-30 win. Number 22 Liberty moved to 8-0 with a 58-14 win over Western Carolina. Number 23 Northwestern got by Purdue 27-20. And number 25 Louisiana beat South Alabama 38-10. A number of games were canceled or postponed this week due to coronavirus outbreaks, including the anticipated rematch between number 1 Alabama and defending national champions LSU. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
12 games in the National Football League Sunday. Some of the better games will be the Bills at the Cardinals, 4:05 p.m. Eastern on CBS. The Seattle Seahawks at the Los Angeles Rams, 4:25 p.m. Eastern on Fox. And Broncos at the Las Vegas Raiders, 4:05 p.m. Eastern, also on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.